Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee wishing you a Happy New Year from the Daily Sabbath podcast. The Woman at the Well series, part 2. John chapter 4, verses 10 through 26. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back."
"I have no husband," she replied.
Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true."
"Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem."
"Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman is centered around a conversation about water. She's surprised that Jesus would talk to her at all, let alone ask her for help getting some water. Then Jesus decides to take the conversation deeper. "If you knew who I was, you would ask me for a drink, and I would give you living water, and you would never be thirsty again." The woman is baffled. "I have water. You're the one asking me for a drink. Where is this magical water of yours?" See, she doesn't think she's thirsty. Then Jesus takes the conversation deeper still, into her personal life. He points out that she has been bouncing around from man to man, relationship to relationship, having 5 previous husbands, and being with another man now who was not her husband. But he was not trying to shame her or condemn her. He was showing her, "You are thirsty." You know, I read somewhere that most people are underhydrated. And one of the contributing factors is that we tend to think we are hungry when we're actually thirsty. See, we know our body needs something, but we are not very good at diagnosing what it needs. So we keep feeding ourselves things we think will satisfy, not realizing they can never satisfy our thirst. Now the woman immediately tries to deflect, changing the subject to a debate between the Jews and Samaritans about the location of the temple. It's so much easier to debate theology than have to look honestly within ourselves, isn't it? But what I love is that in the end, Jesus reveals to her that he is the Messiah. Now it's interesting because Jesus was often guarded about his identity in the Gospels. Yet, here, he reveals so clearly to, of all people,
this sinful Samaritan woman. Jesus is the living water. And the symbolism is not lost on us that when she leaves to go tell everyone about Jesus, she left her water pot at the well. She wasn't thirsty anymore. And so your reflection for today is this. Have you been trying to find satisfaction, meaning, or fulfillment in things that have only left you still unsatisfied? Are you thirsty for living water? The closing song for this episode is performed by Damara Melissa. For more of her music, you'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast and you would like to support us, you can leave us a rating and review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or you can buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. If you would like to contact Pastor Jay, visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram at dailysabbath. My soul longeth to thee.
Sparrow, and I know he watches me.